This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
You had a case in Georgia not very long ago, didn't you? They made an ad about it, about a young woman who'd been killed by an immigrant. Yeah, well, if they'd all been properly vetted, that probably wouldn't have happened. But if they're all properly vetted and that doesn't happen, and America is not having enough babies to keep our populations up, so we need immigrants that have been vetted to do work.
Oh, what you know, Joe?
Joe Concha, Fox News contributor.
I don't know what Bill Clinton was trying to do. Their little replacement theory thrown in there and saying that, gosh, if this administration would have just been vetting people at the border, Lake and Riley would still be alive. I need to know, Joe Concha, is Bill Clinton being paid by the Trump campaign or the Kamala Harris campaign?
I'd say that's the last time we'll be seeing old Bill on a campaign trail. I mean, you're right. Was he campaigning for Trump by saying that? Because he couldn't have said any better, quite frankly. And, you know, my book, Progressively Worse, Why Today's Democrats Ain't Your Daddy's Donkeys, Bill Clinton plays a big role in that book. You know, he gets a full, long chapter. That's 95 Bill Clinton right there. That's right. Him talking again. Right. And then he had to change his positions because his wife runs for president and he's just got to say what you got to say in order to get her elected. So, yeah, that was refreshing. And I think he you could tell he believed what he was saying. Right.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that the Kamala Harris campaign is like, what is going on? I mean, between this guy and Joe Biden basically undercutting us at every turn, like with DeSantis, where they went after DeSantis and said he was being selfish. And then Joe Biden's like, you know, he's really doing a great job. I gave him my personal number. He's doing so well. I was like, whoa. I mean, they're having their worst 10-day stretch that I could possibly imagine, and that's why you see the polls really now trending in Trump's direction.
Yeah, well-timed, for sure. We're speaking with Joe Concha, Fox News contributor, and his book, Progressively Worse. You need to read, because it's a very great explanation of where the Democratic Party was and is currently. Our poll for today that we're asking our listeners is, how will Donald Trump finish the election? It does look like polling is starting to favor Donald Trump across the board. How are you feeling 3 weeks out from the decision that America has to make on how Donald Trump is going to pull numbers come November 5th?
Andy, you archive all these interviews, right? You save the tapes?
You're darn right I do.
All right, good. All right, so you can play this back on November, whatever, like 6th, 7th, 8th, whenever this election is called. Probably, I think early. You could probably play this back on November 6th. Donald Trump wins an electoral landslide.
Woo! An electoral landslide.
Yep. Yeah. Popular vote, maybe. Maybe not. Who cares? Doesn't matter. Hillary Clinton won the popular vote. Al Gore won the popular vote. That got him a set of steak knives and a concession speech. Like, it doesn't matter. that would be an icing on the cake type of scenario. But I'm not saying this out of, like, it's called hope casting. I'm not injecting my feelings into this in any way, shape, or form. I think we may have talked about it, but let's underscore this again. If she's out there courting black voters right now, if the black candidate has to court black voters, that is a big problem. That should be tucked away, nice and safe, 85-90% support, run up the score in Atlanta, Philadelphia, Detroit, so you could win Georgia, Pennsylvania, Michigan. Right now, she should be courting independent voters, blue-collar, working-class Democrats, No, she's courting black voters. She's almost Charlemagne the God, who I used to work with today, for example. You see all of her tweets like completely aimed at particularly black men, where she is having a severe problem with right now. And Donald Trump's getting something like, what, 20, 25% of the black vote, which is three times what you normally would see a Republican get. So that's one leg of this stool, right? That's a big problem for her. Second leg, Hispanic voters. Hillary Clinton won Hispanic voters by the tune of a 40-point margin over Donald Trump, and she still lost. Kamala Harris isn't even getting half the support that Hillary got. So where are the votes coming from exactly? Hispanics are not happy with the legal immigration at all. Those who are here legally don't like that because their social services are being cut, their education is being cut, their police is being cut in communities of color, and they don't like it one bit. Because they came through legally, and now they're seeing everybody cut the line and taking everything from them, including being taken care of by local governments. That's two. That's bad. Three, you saw that internal poll by the Teamsters, right, where Joe Biden had their support, and then you insert her in, and suddenly it goes the other direction by the tune of like 30 points. So if she can't get unions, if she can't get the Teamsters in Pennsylvania, where I think there's like 100,000 members, right? And you can say, well, but they're bad. You know, the top tier, you know, the people who run the Teamsters, their leadership supported her. It doesn't matter. Rank and file doesn't support her. And that's the bottom line. And why would they? That's one group. Steel workers, too, don't support Kamala Harris, I would imagine. United Auto Workers, EV mandates, bad. That's bad in Michigan as well. Restaurant workers, no tax on tips. That was Trump's idea. So they probably support him as well. So she doesn't have unions, and she doesn't have the black vote, and she doesn't have Hispanics. And throw in the fact, as the fourth leg of the stool, she is a horrible candidate. She's not good. Obama can sell it. She cannot sell it. If I got to hear about hopes, dreams, and aspirations one more time, I'm going to throw myself off the George Washington Bridge, which I'm about to go over right now. I look at those four things, and then I see the trends just all going in his direction. I'll share this. I bought his stock yesterday, DJT. It's the media company.
Mm-hmm.
And let's just say I'm turning a tidy profit already. Right?
It's gone up.
Yeah, thank you. It's gone up 90% in the past month. So savvy investors, Wall Street, they say, all right, if Trump wins, that stock's worth a lot more, and people are throwing money into it. You see the betting markets now. Trump has nearly a 16-point lead there, his chances to win. Mm-hmm. You see more and more polls where national poll, she's tied, which means she's losing. A national poll tied means electoral college landslide the other way.
If they're tied right now, and when I hear every report I hear from CNN and they're talking about it being super close and tied, they don't seem very happy. But she might be leading by a half a point or a point. What does that mean when you say that?
If she wins by 2 points or less, the reason why Trump then wins almost every swing state is because you look at 2016 and you look at 2020. In 2016, you had Hillary Clinton up at this stage 7 or 8 points nationally, all right, nationally, popular vote. And Clinton won by, I think, 2.3, and she still lost the Electoral College. Then you have Joe Biden, who at this stage was up anywhere from 9 to 10 points. And then he only ends up winning by, what, 44,000 votes in Wisconsin, Arizona, and Georgia. So you have to have a pretty massive lead in the popular vote in order to win those key swing states. If it's anywhere 3 or below, I'll call it, then Trump wins based on what we saw in 2016 and 2020. And again, in those swing states like Pennsylvania.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
In Michigan, Wisconsin, I just don't see working-class voters connecting with her because she's an elitist who grew up in Montreal, not a middle-class neighborhood, but a very, very nice residence in Montreal. And then she's San Francisco, California. And again, she's not making any compelling economic argument that says she's going to make this country better. And the economy, it's the economy stupid every time.
Joe Concha is speaking with us right now, Fox News contributor, author of Progressively Worse. Go check that book out right now. Do you feel like Kamala Harris, I'm going to say Kamala Harris slash the Democrats because she's, what, 80-something days into this campaign. Do you feel like they completely fumbled the ball, or was this team inferior from the beginning to put them in the position where they're looking like, as you called it, a potential landslide loss come November 5th?
Inferior from the beginning, because like we talked about, she's not a good candidate. She's not good outside of a teleprompter. She is a human Chernobyl. Also, you know, maybe, just maybe, if you held like a fair primary and folks got to see Joe Biden in a debate against a Democrat, maybe you could have replaced him faster, right? And not replaced him by installing someone like they did with Kamala Harris, but actually having, you know, a lightning kind of primary. And maybe you end up with like a Josh Shapiro as your nominee. Maybe it's a Polis, the governor out of California. Maybe it's Gretchen Whitmer, who's profoundly weird, by the way, as we're seeing. But still,
so weird.
You probably get, or maybe you get Hillary Clinton again, where I would give her a shot. You know, because she's actually decent in interviews. She's not likable, but she's at least coherent. She doesn't sound so, and I hate using this word with anybody, but stupid, right? I mean, Kamala Harris is not a smart person. That is an empty vessel that we're seeing here, clearly. So if they went through that process, then maybe they'd be in better shape. And then when she gets the nomination, her first big decision, what do I do? Who should be my running mate? And you got a couple people out there that probably would have been pretty good as far as what she needed, especially Josh Shapiro, because you lose Pennsylvania, you lose this election, and he's at 65% approval there. And you go, no, I'm going to take the goofy sitcom dad from Minnesota who let his Minneapolis burn to the ground, puts tampons in boys' rooms, and the guy is just completely and totally like looks like a deer in the headlights, like the deer is about to be taken out by an 18-wheeler whenever he does interviews. So I just, again, yes, this is all self-inflicted. And by the way, oh, the conditions on the ground are horrible for any incumbent, right, as far as inflation, the border, crime, and foreign policy. So you add it all up, and yeah, this is on them. And Donald Trump has been very disciplined lately, right? He's not taking the bait, not doing another debate, not going on CNN town halls. He's just like, all right, I'm in the lead right now, and I'll let her be the focus. If she's the focus, they lose.
So the question I was going to ask you there, and you sort of answered this already, do you assess this as a Kamala loss, a Trump win, or maybe both?
Boy. It is both, yeah, I think. I always wonder, like, what if DeSantis was the nominee, right? What if Glenn Youngkin was the nominee? What if J.D. Vance was the nominee? Would this race not be so tight? In other words, Trump motivates the other side more than anybody. So when I see that it's neck and neck nationally, you're like, how could that possibly be, given how bad of a candidate she is, how horrible things are on the ground, and that people want change? So, but maybe Trump isn't changed in some people's eyes because he's already been president. But I don't mind those years when he was president outside of COVID. If you're changing back to that, then you're fine. So, yeah, I think Trump's always Trump. I think his ceiling is always like 48-49%. And that's that. I mean, he's not the most disciplined candidate. He goes off on these weird tangents sometimes. He didn't do well in the debate. You know, he had opportunities and he really could have put her away, and he didn't. So he's not a perfect candidate. But then again, would Glenn Youngkin really like motivate, or DeSantis really motivate people the way Trump does to vote for him? So I can't figure the guy out. But if he wins here, it'd be unprecedented, right? I mean, you're president and then you're out for 4 years and you come back and win again. Or maybe it happened like with Grover Cleveland or someone. But in the modern era, I mean, let's put it this way. If you told me on January 7th, 2021, that Donald Trump would be the odds-on favorite to win the presidency, I would say you're effing crazy.
Yeah, I know. It's almost unbelievable. We're right next to the dump button. Joe Concha, we know you got to run, but I want to ask you one more question. I'd be remiss if I didn't. Bret Baier, Kamala Harris tomorrow. Your expectation of how that affects the campaign, and also any comments you have towards people who are questioning Bret Baier's ability to be fair in that interview with Kamala Harris.
I'm so glad you asked that, Annie, because I see it online.
Yeah.
And I don't get it, because I watched, again, Bret Baier interview Barack Obama when Obama was president. And that I would consider that probably the toughest interview Obama did in 8 years. Now, you go back and watch it, right? He did not let him go on many issues. I had some follow-ups. He was accused, actually, of not being respectful enough to Mr. Obama during that interview. So if that's the precedent, then, well, anybody who's saying that Bret Baier is actually anti-Trump and is actually a Kamala supporter,
yeah,
like I see online. And if I could hear one more time, by the way, that Bret Baier called Arizona early. The polls were closed, all right? A decision desk in our building then says, here's your winner. He's got to read it. What's he supposed to do? I know you guys have all the data in front of you while I've been anchoring, right? So, but he gets blamed for that somehow. And then, like, this whole thing, like, well, Trump would have won if Fox didn't call Arizona. How does that remotely make any sense? He still needed, like, two other states.
Yeah.
So I'm not ready with this. It's going to be a tough, fair interview. She's going for 30 minutes, no commercials, no edits. She hasn't done this before. It's going to be the end of her campaign by the time this thing is over. That I can guarantee you, if Charlamagne the God already doesn't take her out, because that's not going to be easy either, believe me.
Just before people react to this interview and talk about Never Trumper Joe Concha, he did say earlier in the interview that he literally bought the stock. So I don't think that that's something that can be applied to you, Joe Concha. We love you. Thank you for being with us.
It's like, yay, Trump. I see an opportunity to make money here. That's all it is.
Yeah.
I think he's going to win. Therefore, the stock's worth more. That's all. It's a prediction.
Very Trumpian of you, Joe Concha.
Thank you. I bought Apple also, I have to admit. And that NVIDIA. Thank you, NVIDIA. Oh, AI, baby.
I'm just getting my
whole portfolio at this point.
We're going to follow your stock tips. I'm you and Nancy Pelosi. Thank you, Joe.
I'm the Paul Pelosi of this interview. Take care.
We'll talk to you again soon. Thank you so much. Joe Concha, always love talking to him. Fox News contributor, and please consider a great read, Progressively Worse, Why Today's Democrats Ain't Your Daddy's Donkeys. This is a great read for people who have been moderate, maybe a little bit left, maybe are left socially, right fiscally. You don't really know where that puts you right now. You feel politically homeless. Progressively Worse is a great book, and Joe Concha, wonderful as always. We love having him on the show. Quick break. When we come back, let's get to Wiggins America, which is an hour later. And we've got Ethan in for Wiggins, who is taking the day off today with his family, which is great. And we'll have him back tomorrow. Wiggins America next. Don't go away.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.